we also do every time we do that. You know, he
One thing, the steadiness is coming. બધા એવું હોય છે. હનુમાન શ્રીમતી રાધિકા હનુમાન ઈ નોઝ ઓલ ધ સિદ્ધાંત હનુમાન તત્વિન ઓલ ધ સહિન બીકોઝ ઇન ટ્રાન્સજેન્ડર વર્લ્ડ there is no ignorance. પરમાત્મને તથા રામ એન્ડ નારાયણ ઓલ ઇઝ પરમાત્મ એ પરમાત્મ તત્વ બટ માય નિષ્ઠા ઇઝ ઇન રામ છે. અશ્વિનતી રાધિકા અશ્વિ છે હતી છે તદંતુ બાંધવા સર્વે નિંદસ્તુ ગુરુ જના બાદ લલિતા દેવી શ્રીમતી રાધિકા લલિતો સદંતુ બાંધવા કર ગઈ હિન્દુસ્તુ ગુરુ આઈ લવ યુ કૃષ્ણ સો ઓલ માય બાંધવ ઓલ માય ફેમિલીઝ મેમ્બર્સ ઇફ દે ગિવ આઉટ ઇઝ દે ગિવ આઉટ મી એન્ડ રિજેક્ટ મી નો હાર્ટ સદંતુ બાંધવા હિન્દુસ્તુ ગુરુ યોજના
Any? There's one purport of Swami Maharaj, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so he wants to read this in glorification of Srila Sridhar Maharaj.
Oh, okay.
Because now the whole jit has set up with Panjali.
But yet there's different
modes
and different qualities, yeah? You have to take it out. Yeah. Okay, you know? Yes, right? Yes, yes, you should go there. And I know, we are out of here. I chose them. I chose them. I chose them. Same time. Same time. Oh, but he said, you need to go around the room. Yourself. What can I do? What to do? You're hearing Agatha. They say, why are you not telling my daughter? I said, I'm hearing Agatha. I'm hearing.
To find that he also was very happy to have such a student as Nima. Sishya Jaisi Paramananda Ganga Das Putra Bhai Korilo Rakilo Nijapara. So he kept Nima and Vishwambhar very close to him as if he was his own son. Chapavakya, Gangadas Pandita, according to Gangadas Pandita would explain the names of the different sutras and their commentaries. And as soon as he would explain them, Sakrit Sunile Masvata Kura Vajaranam, Vishwambhar, his intelligence of memory was so sharp he could immediately, just upon hearing the first explanation that his teacher Gangadas Pandita would give, he would immediately catch that, be able to grasp the meaning. Guru Jatek Vakti Korina Kandan Punavar Shay Vakti Korina Stefan. So, that is what he thought to you. Kartum Makartum Manyata Kartum Vasamartha Hoy Vakti Naya. Vakti Naya Naya Vakti Hoy. So there's one verse that all the pundits in India, they always say this, talking about Bhagavan. Bhagavan can take something and undo it and redo it and undo it again. That is the meaning of Bhagavan. Or even a very, very learned pundit may also do this by the grace of Saraswati. Kartum, a kartum, manyata, kartumba, above samartha. He has the ability to do something kartum and a kartum, or undo it, or anyata va kartum, or undo it otherwise, or bring another meaning, take another meaning from it. Guru jadagzaka korna kandam. And when his guru, Gangadas Pandit, would say something, or refute some particular argument, he was so intelligent that he could actually even defeat the explanation of his teacher. Sahasra sahasra sishya pori jato jan ena koro shakti nahi divare dushan. Sahasra, so there were thousands and thousands of students in Navadvip at that time. Navadvip was a center of learning in India, of course in West Bengal. So many people would come, and many people would send their sons to Navadvip because the best pundits in all of India could be found there in Navadvip. And if you had a son who could learn and who learned in Navadvip, he was considered extremely fortunate and very learned. So there were so many thousands of students there at that time studying. Ena karo shakti nai divara dushan. And all of these different students who were present there in Navadvip, there wasn't one of them who could refute the arguments of Nima and Vishwambhar. Dekhya adbhut buddhi guru harashitam sarvasishya shrestha kori kolilo pujitam. And they saw when Gangadas Pandit saw the intelligence of his student Vishwambhar, he was extremely amazed. Sarva Sishya Sesta Kori Kori Lala Pujita, he would always honor him as his most learned student. Japa pori ganga das panditiro sane sabare takur cholana namakane. So Ganga Das Pandit, whatever he learned from Ganga Das Pandit in the morning during the class, in the afternoon he'd go to take bath in the Ganga, and there were so many other kids there who were in the same class with him. Mukunda Das, he was there. They would go with him. Murari Gupta was there studying, one person called Kamala Kanta. All these different children, they would also go with him to take bath in the Ganga. And whatever they learned that day, they would present that to the other students who were present in the Ganga, who had different gurus, and start a fight with them. Sri Murari Gupta Sri Kamala Kanta Nam Krishna Ananda Hari Jato Gosir Pradhan. So many other students who were studying Murari Gupta, Kamala Kanta, Krishna, they were also there. So we have here a couple of pages of references about Murari Gupta. Okay. Sabare Cholaye Prabhu Panki Jigyasiyam Sishu Gyani Keo Kichu Na Boli Hasiyam. So, there were other persons who were a little bit older than Nimai, Vishwambar, who were also present at the Ganga taking bath, and they were actually more learned than him. And Nimai, he would some of these persons would ask Nimai questions in such a way to trick him, so that he wouldn't be able to answer correctly, because they would think that he was younger than them, and they wouldn't take him very serious. He mate pratidin puriyasmaniya gangasnan chalanija boya saloya. So he would generally defeat those persons. So in this way, every day he went to school, and after going to school he would go with his nija boya, those persons were the same age as him. He would go with them to take bath at the Ganga. They would go in their little group. Paru yarantanai navadipapore puriyamadyahe sabi gangasnana korem puriyayantanai. So there were unlimited students in Navadip at that time. It was impossible to count them all. Puriyamadyahe, they would all go, after studying in the morning, they would all go take bath in the Ganga at midday. So there were like hundreds, thousands of students taking bath at the same time in different bathing ghats or areas along the Ganga. Eko adyapaki sahasra sishrigan. One professor could have as many as 1,000 students. Anyo anya kalaha koryanakan. Some of the students from one professor would fight with students of another professor. My guru is better than your guru. No, my guru is better than yours. That's where they would fight. We have seen this fighting. My guru has more money than you. No, my guru is very wealthy. He has rubies. My guru has diamonds. Oh, yes? And they start punching each other in the head. Pratama Boyasa Prabhu Swabhava Chanchal Puriye Ganesa Korina Kundal. So, there were so many boys there who were present, and Nimai, he was very, very naughty. He wanted to start a fight with everyone he saw in connection with the scriptures and what he learned. Teopoli Torah Guru Kono Buddhitar, and some of the students would say, when they would see other students, they would say, who is your guru? What kind of intelligence does he have? Another one would say, hey, duck away, Sishujan, and say, look at me, I'm his disciple. That proves he's a great guru. Something like that. They would try and find fault in each other's gurus. Hey, matalapapi, hoi, galagali. But in this way, they would start to challenge each other about each other's gurus. And then that would further advance into galagali, which means very harsh language, like type of cursing. And Tabujala Veli Veli Tabi Diya Bali. And then when they were in the water, they would start having water fights that would further develop into water fighting. And then they would grab sand and mud from the bottom of the Ganga and start throwing that at each other, having mud fights. Tabi Hoi Mara Mari Jai Jahara Pare. And then that would further develop into fist fights. And they would be punching each other. Kardam Velaya Karugai Keumare. And that would advance into rock fights. Hitting each other with rocks. And Kardamu means mud, hard, like mud balls or something. Raja Dohai Diya Keu Kare Gari Marya Palai Keu Gango Parin. So sometimes they would grab one of the kids of one school, and I guess you would say in gross language, they would mug him. They would all beat him up, and then they would run onto the other side of the Ganga, send to the other side of the Ganga, or another bathing guy. A hura huri keo poraye shakal. Balika the Moisha Hoy Ganga Jal. So all this fighting was going on while they were bathing in the Ganga. The result of all that was that the water would become very, very muddy, very, very murky from all the commotion in the water. Jal Bari Bari Nahi Bari Nahi Gan. And the ladies were also there coming to bring Ganga water back to their houses so they could use it for washing or cooking, cleaning. But because the water was so muddy from their fighting, it wasn't possible for them to actually take water back to their houses. Na paim koitish nan brahmana sajan. There were so many Brahmins and other devotees, great devotees, which were coming to take that. And they were also disturbed by all this commotion. They weren't able to enter into the river peacefully. Paramasan chal prabhu vishwambaroy eimata prabhupati gasti gasti joran. So Vishwambari would go with his group of friends from one bathing ghat to another. If you go, if you've ever been in India, if you take a boat down the Ganges, we once took a boat down the Ganges for 2 weeks, and in every place where there's a bathing area, those particular people in the village meet there and take baths together every day, so they have their own groups. And in their groups, they have their leaders. So anyway, he was their leader, and he would go from every bathing place, from one Pratigati Gati Jai, he would go from one bathing place to another and start up this commotion. Pratigat Puriyantana, if I, and there were unlimited students there. He found so many there in every bathing place. Takur Kalaha Kori Prati Dayata, in every place he would start a fight. Pratigat Jai Prabhu Ganga Santariyam Eko Gati Duichar Danda Kriya Kori. In every bathing area that he would go to, he would spend from 2 to 4 dandas. And dandas about how many minutes? I think I figured it out before, it's about 6 hours. He would spend a very, very long time in each of those places, from 2 to 4 dandas, about 6 hours. It's a very long time to swim. Jato jato pramanik poriye gan aroboli kalaha kori hikaran. There are also older persons there who were debating with the people. He was mostly arguing with people who were of his own age. There were also older students there bathing, and they would sometimes ask him, why are you coming here to cause so much trouble? What's the problem? Jigyasi koraha buddhi jarakona buddhi brikti punji tika ke jani dekti sudhi. So punji brikti te buddhi sudharam sibharam nirvachan. Then he asked them, do whatever you like. Oh, he said, we want to see who is actually the most intelligent here. They would say like that to him. what we're going to do is we're going to ask you about today's particular Vritti Panji means like we have a Panjika. Panjika is a calendar in India, and the calendar in India is very complicated because you have different times which come in according to the position of the planets and the stars. And to actually be able to keep up with what every day is, what's happening every day, one has to study the Panjika every morning very closely. It's like a very, very complicated thing every day. So they said, well, we want to see who's most intelligent, he said. But he says, and then they mentioned Das the Panjika. We're going to see, let's see who knows what the Panjika says today. And he says, Prabhu Boli Bala Bala, we got the hoy. And Nimai said, ah, it's all right, that's good. Jigyas Dhamma, Das, it's the law. Any of you can ask me anything you like, no problem. Kaya Boli, the Kanakora, Amkar. And one of the boys, older boys, spoke up and said, why do you have so much false ego? Probably thinking, oh, J.C. Toad, come on, go ahead and ask me something. And we'll see about my own card. Dasa Sutra, Dakana, Boli She Porua, Probably Vakya J. Sinamandiyam. So one of them said, all right, why don't you explain the particular sutra today? A particular aphorism which you were studying in the Sanskrit grammar class. Let's hear that. And he said, all right, listen now. Sarva Shastra Samamita Prabhu Bhagavan. Bhagavan, Kodilan Sutra Vakya Hoi De Hoi Je Hoi Prahan. So then Bhagavan Nimai, who knows all the scriptures and has all potency, he began to explain the sutra with so many different proofs from the scriptures. Vakya Suni Savi Boli Prasam Savacha, and as they heard his explanation, all the oldest boys there began to praise him. Prabhu Boli Edi Suno Kori De Kandan. Then he said, now what I've just explained to all of you, which you appreciated, now I'm going to defeat that explanation. Then he would defeat his own explanation. And then Jatavakya Kolitaha Dushya Shakal Prabhu Boli Stapoheve Korovatibol. Then after he would defeat his own explanation, he would say, can any of you defeat that? None of them could. Then he would again defeat that second explanation which he had given. He would give an explanation which was more relative to that, more relatively true than the previous one. Shamakara Savi Bhavan Mani Mani Prabhu Boli Sunavedi Koryo Sapani. Everyone was totally amazed at what he was able to do. He was so intelligent. And then he said, Sunavedi Koryo Sapani. But now listen, as I again give a further siddhanta, or give a further conclusion of the one I've just given a higher one. Punahena Bhakti Koryan Gora Chandra. Sarvamati Sundara Kote Nagi Mandam. And the explanation of Gorachandra was very perfect, very, very beautiful. There wasn't a mistake to be found anywhere in it. Jatosa Pramanik Porye Gan Santoshe Savi Koyan Alingan. Jatosa Pramanik Porye Gan. So all the different students who are very, very familiar with the different scriptural conclusions, they were very happy, and they then came to him and embraced Nimai. And they said, Poriye Shako Boli Yaji Goranja, today go home. And then tomorrow when you come here, we're going to have some more questions for you. Kali Jay Jigyasi Taha Boli Varaja. We want to ask you some more questions tomorrow. You digested us today. But tomorrow we'll have to come back. We'll have a question for you. Hey, Master Pratidin, Janavira Jale, Vaikuntha Naik, Vindirasi, Kela, Kelim. So, in this way, the Lord Nimai, he performed his different pastimes of learning in the waters of Janavi Devi, Vindiras Lila. First, Adi Lila of Chaitanya Bhagavan is known as Vidya Vilas, and that is the pastimes of Mahaprabhu learning. second part is the Madhya Lila part of Chaitanya Bhagavat is more Sankirtan, Sankirtana Rumba, Sankirtana Lila. The last part is after taking sannyas, and after the Sankirtan actually begins his disappearance. Three different parts. This is like the first half of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we're going to stop here today. That kind of concludes that particular pastime. If we go further, then we'll get into another. Whole section. Does anyone have a question regarding this particular pastime? Watch your head.
Watch.
Your head must be heavy. You were spelling it many times.
Yeah.
You're very devotional, man. Many non-stars.
Guru.
Thank you.